It is after the crucifixion of Jesus was not easy with the apostles. It was a difficult time. They were frustrated. They were afraid. They were uncertain. They lost hope. And in fear, they all went together and hid themselves. It was a frustrating moment. They did not know what was ahead of them, what would become of them. Some of them started going out in frustration, going back to their different ways. These two had left and were leaving Jerusalem and were moving to their own city, outside Jerusalem. And on the way, they were still talking about their frustrations and all the things that have happened. Jesus drew near to them and was walking with them. He went along and listened as they were talking. Drew near and walked with them, listening to them, enjoying their conversation. It was after some point then that he started talking, taking over the conversation. But my dear friends in Christ, one big lesson here is these people were frustrated. They were uncertain. They were kind of hopeless because, as they put here, we were hoping that he would be the person to redeem Israel. So with the crucifixion, they thought everything had gone bad. They were frustrated. But he drew near and walked with them. At this moment, my dear friends in Christ, most of us are frustrated. We are very uncertain of what comes next. We don't know what is going to happen. Meaning in the house, and doing nothing. Know that he is near with you. And as you are thinking about the future, he draws near to you and walks along with you. He is there in your uncertainties. He is there in your frustration. He is there when you are hopeless. The very important thing is, whenever his own suffer, he suffers with them. So the Lord Jesus, he is always spiritually present in your house, as even you are listening to me now, as even you are participating with this Holy Eucharistic sacrifice, he is with us. And that is the lesson he wants us to know today, that he draws near to you and walks along with you. And at the appointed time, he will manifest and everything will be over.